Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Solomon Sports Ministry. We thank you for tuning in to our Sunday broadcast with Pastor Philip Moser. As you listen to today's message, may it refresh and revive your spirit and connect you to your purpose. Now introducing Pastor Philip Moser.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Could you see it right where you are? Oh, we just think, I think we got, we're on the air. Amen, amen, amen. It's been a great praise service. Now I'm going to spend the spiritual. I am your pastor for this morning. The name of our exciting Sunday morning broadcast. And we have the spiritual word of life and give you every spiritual advantage you need to that. I'm going to get right in there. Amen. And you kind of pick up from where we left off last week. If you would, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Chronicles 4. And we're going to use verse 10 as a launch. Taught a lot, but as we talk about spiritual growth or exponential growth, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about this. This chapter. Now, we have to wait. This scripture is going to be a very easy teach. Amen? So maybe 10, 15 minutes. That's if you guys allow 10 or 15 minutes to happen. Nobody believes me anymore when I say that. And I want you to lock in with your neighbor, and I want you to read it like you mean it. Amen. On my count of three, one, two, three. All right, we're going to start over because we got people who I guess they, amen. But we're getting ready to now. We're going to lock in with each other. And if you will, I want you to read it in concert. Just like with one trumpet, I want you to read it on my count of three. One, two, three. Amen, amen. That was pretty good, but I just believe that was a good rehearsal. So I want to begin to kind of be affected in your performance. I want you to mean it. I want you to mean what the scripture says. That is, when you read it with authority. Amen. I think some people's lives have changed. God, a great big hand praise. Amen. I thank God for them two or three hand claps. Amen. Amen. This is such an interesting scripture. God spoke to me even last year concerning this young man. And, you know, this has been, a prolific teaching. There have been several studies, and it's just so interesting, this patch of scripture, because it's just bizarre almost as if he just decided at the last minute, let me talk about this young man. So we're going to talk about this guy by the name of Jabez, and we're going to give it a face, but first, I'd like to lay the It's time for us to get to a place of understanding. He wants us in this place of exponential growth. Again, exponential growth is a very rapid growth. It's a very rapid increase, and God expects exponential growth in the life. Amen. This is found. This is scripture. What I'm saying, man, fish bones choke us. This is truly scripture. So exponential growth is something that comes from the heart of God. And I'm not trying to just build you up, trying to destroy you in your life. This is the state you are already in. And I get this teaching from Genesis 1 and 28. We've been there before. If you guys want to turn there, I'm going to read it quickly so those who are listening by way of broadcast can tap in where the teaching is. And it is Genesis. God bless God to be full and multiply. I was teaching from the fact that God, this is before man had the breath of life in him. God had just created man, and man didn't get the breath of life. But it's interesting, the first spoken a word that God said to created man, even before he had breath in his lungs, God said to him first God blessed him. And I love that because we're going to talk about that just a little later. I think that's a condition of being blessed. But it's interesting how many believers are blessed and don't know it. So how can you walk in victory when you know you got victory? Amen. So we're going to talk about that being blessed. And then it says, and God said to them, be fruitful. And what is the Hebrew word, which means to grow. So his commandment to create the world, you need to be grown in the church. Amen. I'm talking to believers now. Those of us who have been born again in God. Amen. That we be fruitful, that we have growth. Look at your life and let me know if there's growth in every aspect of your life. Amen. And then he says how to grow. He gave a quantifiable, or you see, kind of a figure on what you should be on. Be fruitful is multiply. And I like that word multiply because multiplication is advanced growth. This growth he's talking about is multiple growth. Amen. Amen. And I said a couple of weeks or even New Year's Eve, I said, we are going additional at a rate that's, if we're talking mathematics, at a rate that's just addition. It's not multiplication. And multiplication is literally addition, at another level. Amen. So God is speaking to us now that we are amen. And then God said, replenish the earth and subdue it. And that word should mean we should be king of the earth. It's just interesting to me how believers, we're growing in numbers, but we're not growing in influence. We still look to the world for influence. I'm saying somebody, believer, every tool he needed to be a creature of multiplication, a multiplied fruitfulness. Amen? Amen. So I said enough about that. I almost had a whole message. And that, I want you to turn back to Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, the first chapter, and 10th verse. I've read this scripture before, and it truly blessed him. Amen. 2 or 3. So it's great, 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 great scripture. But, and if I had to give a of this scripture, it's interesting. The book of Chronicles is probably the most boring book when you first start to read it because it chronicles the Jewish people. It chronicles seed of Abraham. So it just talks about he begat. And after we get locked up and we get log jammed into he begats, we're missing so much. It's so much. How God made sure that his bloodline ended up in a place to be benefactor of that group. How God really personally handled the bloodline. Now, we tend to look at the bloodline's board, but it's absolutely the way that you became a blood-bought Christian is because that bloodline kind of progressed the way it did. Although I had a bunch of lessons, somebody said if you read the Bible, it should, if it had a television rating, it should be TVMA. That happened in the Bible, and that's the truth. You know, there's some, you think your family's messed up. Read the Bible. Amen, amen, amen. I'm just saying that. But God made sure that he kind of handpicked kind of how the bloodline would matriculate, or how God would. I said all that to say, moving through the book of Chronicles from the fourth chapter, we are. I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself, but we get down to this group who God is talking about the 12 tribes. People know came from the name Jacob. Jacob was one of the sons of who? Isaac. Who was one of the sons of who? Abraham, who was the literal guy God picked out this Jewish race. So now, this Judah guy was one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Israel was praise. And it's interesting that the guy we're about to read about, his lineage came through the bloodline of someone who was of the bloodline of Judah. The largest tribe interesting that in the book, the writer decided to talk about this twice. In the fourth chapter, this is the second time he's talking about the sons of Judah. Amen? So as I read the 10th verse, and that's where I'm going to kind of park the car, in other words, where this is where we're going to kind of start the teaching. It says, and Jabez called on the word of God, or called on the God of Israel, I'm sorry, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and make me grieve me. God granted him, which he requested. What an incredible scripture. And that is, if you start from verse number one, reading the genealogy of the Luther, it really was talking about the generations of Judah, not kind of his sons, not literally his sons, but kind of the generations of to verse number seven, I'm sorry, verse number eight, when it starts to talk about cars. Are you with me? And cars begot Nug and Zobiba and the fact of Ahar, the son of Haram. Amen. And then the Bible jumps to verse number 9 and says, and Jabez. Oh, I'm about to say some stuff because I need to lay some foundation for this guy named Jabez, who literally had from without having a father in his life that was mentioned in the Bible. Where did he come from? Why did the writer list him? Well, these are the things we want to talk about as we talk about expectation. Yes. Come from And why would one die? And we read about this particular guy who came from praise. Who you got a little suspect. Little suspect in your past. You may not know your father. I don't know. You may have been through some things through your family bloodline. I don't know that is exponential. In spite of, probably because of. Because your bloodline, come on now. Now, how dare you stay focused on something negative? God says multiply, and I need for you to multiply, he says, exponentially. I need for you to multiply. So the Bible begins to kind of unfold this story. That's a great story. The story kind of put principles like around them. But this guy came from a deep, dark place. I done jumped ahead of myself, but y'all done let me go. You done messed around and unlocked it. Come on now, done unlocked the code on me. Come on now. Something about this young man that I want to talk about. Amen? So I think we have to go to verse 9. Only two sentences, but I believe it's a lot of impactful stuff in this verse. You at verse number 9? Once you get to verse number 9, I'm there. Amen. I heard 60 people say it, and I know more than 60,000 people are listening. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So he says, let me read it, and then you just read along with me. Don't mess me up. But let me read it. It says, more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because he was born, I bear him with sorrow. What an interesting history. What an interesting birthing place. Earlier, there's no mention of his father. We see all along the way, and you know, Judah, his sons were XYZ, and his son was XYZ, and talk who came. So the first thing I see that from a biblical place, and I know he had a father, but he looked at you back, still, and looked. Because we know the history is more exponential within life. Someone could have any more excuses. Then walk away from this message with an excuse in your mind. You have no excuses. The Bible says in so the second thing that I noticed that his brothers were a mess. He was more honorable than his brother, telling me that his brothers must have brought dishonor to that thing. Now, I know about what it is, because I know some folk from some messed up stuff. I suppose, and you guys can go and get your own, the Bible don't say, so it gives me creative license to at least, let me say this, to at least just talk about it. This ain't from the Bible, this is what I think. What's happening is when the Bible talks about begots and begots, what the Bible was about is heritage. You know, these people are the ones who acquired the land. You know, the Judah tribe and the Dan tribe, all these people had the land. So we get to Jabez, I think his father, one, I believe he squandered the land. I think he lost the benefit of inheritance. Because the Bible talk about it. Bible literally talks about how this land, use and ownership flow. That's kind of what the names were about. How people got names. It was more about property. And maybe Jabez's dad lost everything. And maybe the part of the because they lost their honor. The honor would have been to be in a place in the Bible to have more than your family name is listed.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the Jabez family didn't do it.
Mm,
but he made the book.
Yes.
The Bible says the brothers
yes.
were not as honorable.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking at now in my situation. Maybe they didn't show honor. And maybe you tried to use that as an excuse for the reason why you ain't got growth in your life. What I'm telling you is, no matter how you got to where you got to, where you are, I'm saying, there is a call to know that Jabez, he made the book. How about you? How come you ain't in the book? And when I say the book, I mean the book that means we're doing the things that God has required for us to do to get to the place of exponential growth. Because
yes.
He mandates it. Am I kind of defend first place? I'm saying something to somebody, though. Do you know the spirit of Jabez still in your soul? That today you can be that.
To
get their head off, man. And I'm not saying, you know, we say that, you was wearing a hat ain't got nothing to do with God. You can wear it. The fear of the Lord that rests in the bosom of the believer. It's just so interesting to me now that people don't have a reverence. That's why you see empty seats in the house. People don't care anything about the house of God and reverencing God and getting everything God wants. And eloquently as it could be said, about the fact that people come to church, literally believe that God will show up when it's you know, people in the house. I mean, too, goes down to receive the seed. He's going to give seed to sowers. Those who are faithful, who have the faith on the side. But I believe this becomes for to what says the fear of the Lord, and I'm back in Proverbs 15:33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And the fourth honor is humility. So it talks about another piece that comes before humility. Not only fear of the Lord, but humility. Humility comes before one. Being in an humble place. You know, you don't find people who have the humility of God. Believe and begin to know that I'm not bigger than God. I care what God do through me. I can prophesy a bit. I can lay hands on somebody's head and that sick man may recover. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That's what I'm talking about. I'm saying something to somebody. It may look a little better than your car. Amen. Just in case, people throw stuff at me. That has nothing to do, has nothing to do with more than anybody else. Come on now. I'm talking to somebody now. So no matter what your state is, some of us, we've got to realize we're no better than the next person. Come on now. I'm saying something now. So humility is when I take a backseat to the glory of God. As worldly people. Yeah. Carry themselves like they all of that, the bag of potato chips. Yeah. Amen. Okay. So I'm just saying, you see now to have honor to the Lord in your life. Not only that, there also should be a humility in your life. Kick it down a notch. Man, I've had the opportunity, man, of being in some places that God has just blessed me to be in some places to see doing it. I'm saying something to somebody. And don't be jealous, because God done blessed me to be two or three places. But I'm telling you, what I notice is the higher you go up, the more humble people are. Because they know the road it takes. I'm saying something. You get it took to get there. Now, everybody who works around, listen to me now. When you talk about, you know, so-and-so celebrities, man, it's usually the people around them. Why? Because they want to be.
I love wannabes.
They want to be big, so they nasty. They get the all the bad names, but they won't let you do this. You know, you can't touch him. He wet. Come on now. Come on to church. You know, it's still on him. He got to take his T-shirt off. You can't say touch the man of God. Huh? Celebrity in their lives, there's some ugly in their lives.
Come on, Jamir.
You don't get there. You don't get to the top. along the way.
Amen.
They got some knots, come on now, in their head from being bumped around. I'm talking good stuff now. But how come we can't have that same kind of humility? Understanding at this level, though we may not be all of that in the bag of chips yet, come on now, that I can be humble. We can't elevate nowhere. And I know I said two negatives because I meant that to be impactful. Amen. We can't get anywhere because we don't understand humility. Seeing the things of God, he requires humility. If you want to bring honor to the name, we're talking about those who really are sincere about the things of God. Amen. So as I talk about honorable, and Jabez not, his brothers not being as honorable as he was, it's because maybe he just believed. Maybe he had the courage to believe in spite of his circumstance. Amen. And we see now that the brothers were less honorable. So you go back to the scripture. So he says some of the things, the history of Jabez, no mention of his father, lineage of Judah. He came from the lineage of Judah, which meant praise. His brothers were a mess. They had no honor. And we figured out through Proverbs 15 and 33. And I want you to see something that, you know, and I'm kind of jumping to the end because I've almost expired my time. Go to chapter 1 Chronicles chapter 2 verse 55. I'll do it quick. But I want you to know how to start in. I said 1 Chronicles 2 and 55. It's already here. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it, and I want you to kind of just this is part of the history of Jabez. And it says, and the families of the scribes, which I'm saying something, almost chills come to my spine because I know what I'm about to say. Y'all don't. But chills come to my spine because it's good stuff. And the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tyrites. You come from the family of suckers. What do you come from? Family of suckers. I'm in a sucker family. Sucker types. That's who we are. We suckers. Amen. I just thought that was interesting. And the sucker types. These are the Kenites that came of him, the father of the house of Rachel. Amen. Y'all getting that? Brother Jabez. Number one, Jabez ended up having his own city.
Yes, he did.
He came from nothing. When we talk about exponential growth, at the end of his life, they named a city after him. I'm talking to somebody who talked about this a couple of years ago. Didn't you get some message that you behind right now? But there should be some folk when you die that talk about you in a memorial. Because of the expectation that God expects to come to me, we're not building a legacy that will leave us with a name that will have kind of a Jabez like. Man, they named a city after him. This guy who they put in the Bible looked like Bible. Because they didn't want to talk about it. All they wanted to say about it, they were dishonored. And that his mother had him in pain. Sorrow. And the end of his life. He had a city named after. Not on the, I want you to maybe look at something else. And nobody scribes are. These were doctors in the law of God. This was a town that reared the doctors of the law. These guys were experts in all God. Because of his exponential growth, they were birthing scribes, doctors in the law, professors, if you will. I thought that was interesting. I thought that that said a mouthful, it literally tells us where we come from. Well, mama didn't do so-and-so, and daddy was a rolling stone. Come on now. My brothers did so-and-so, so I kind of took after the... Before that... Come on now. And it's interesting now. As we see now where he started, we see where the ending to his story is. So we can sit in the house of God and say what we ain't, what we can't. And who has showed up for never. You have your own business. You have enough sense. You too, listen. You too ugly. Listen to me. You too stupid.
Yeah. That's good,
come on now.
That's good.
And you're too lazy.
That's it.
That's it. And look at the history of Jabez, we learn some things. But what I want to talk about, and I want to land the plane with these couple of things I want to talk about. I want to go to verse 10, and I want to break down a couple of things that I think become for us getting to people who were doctors in the law. How do you go from that to that? I'm going to show you. I think it's in verse 9. We're going to actually go into the engine of a case of how Jabez got this exponential growth. And it's Jabez called on the God's rule. The first thing we understand is that the name Jabez and you can write that down because we're going to start some B's. I ain't going to see you B's got it all. His name Jabez, and of course the Hebrew word for Jabez is Jabez. It means sorrow, pain, suffering. I think it's to be broken. And until God breaks us down, that will not help potential growth. I think you have to come from a place, even if you come from wealth, or you come from a place where you think that your background is sophisticated. God, if you take you to heaven, there should be some brokenness in you. So God will break you down. This pain and this suffering that's in his name, I think God requires a brokenness first. And we got too many believers that ain't been broke. You know, horses, before you can walk, before you got to get on that horse and tell the horse what he got, how he's going to ride me.
That's good, man.
And what God does, he will break you like he does like do horses. Right. It's process oriented.
Yes, it is.
And listen, just like Sean and his brother Sean said, it's hurt a little bit. That's Sean right there. That's the inside. We'll talk about that later. Amen. But breaking, it hurts. When God breaks us down, it hurts. What God is going to take, he's going to take the wild out of you. He's going to take the mess out of your life. Now, it's painful. You know. Amen. I almost talked about my thing, but we ain't got enough time. Amen. But it's interesting. But God, he decides to break you. And I think what happens in the broken process is, once we become broken, we become I've been through enough. Oh, I'm saying something now. So it says, And Jabez called. And I think that's very important, too. I want you to write the second word down. Because Jabez called on Israel. I want you to write down beckoned. Only because that's the only word I can come up with that looked like prayer. But I think you must have a prayer life in order to get to exponential growth. I don't think it's just brokenness. But you got to develop one broken to God. Faith, or the book of Exodus, face to face with God. How do I get this face to face, communication? Well, I've got to learn how to pray. I've got to learn how to communicate with God. In two ways. Amen. So God requires, and I love Jabez because he called on the God of. Let me tell you what's interesting about him calling the God of Israel. How do you know him? Because he came from a daddy probably that was a Roman stone. No fear of God. Where did he get? How to get to the very exponential growth he got to? Well, he knew how to call on the God of Israel. He didn't just call on God. He called on the God of Israel, the real God. And I think you have to be specific nowadays. Because there's a bunch of God out there now. There's a bunch of God folk will worship. They'll come to church and be worshiping a whole different God than you. Be sitting right beside you. You worshiping and praising God. They are talking to God. The reason I know this is when they leave here, follow them to their house. And look at what they do. And the church gets quiet. Amen. So the Bible begins to talk about Jabez and how Jabez was from the name of God. So how did he, was he broken? He was also he called on, I just read down, I thought it was no prayer life, no relationship. You're not going to have a relationship with God with prayer life. If you can get somebody number 10 of 1 Chronicles 4, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, and this is what his prayer was. This is what he said. Oh God, I will be in thee. First, and then the processes. The fact that number one, there was brokenness, and then there was a beckoning. But I believe that there's a blessing that has to be inferred on the believer. And I want to talk about this place of blessing because in Genesis, God to create man, God blessed them. What did God bless them in? What's this blessing about? Most of the time, we think that blessings mean materialistic place that God takes us. Amen. When we think about blessing, we think about what we got. Amen. I'm going to tell you that all about is us being of having a full relationship with God. When God blesses us, he puts us in a place where we have a full relationship with him, a deep relationship with him. That means I'm with God. Let me say this, because one of the results of being blessed is material. You get material substance.
Amen.
But another blessing or result of blessing could be peace. Nobody talk about that. In my life. Nobody talks about peace like that. And let me tell you something. Peace sometimes is more valuable than money. Just give me peace. Why? Because most of us depressed lives enough that we don't have, we're sick in our bodies, we're sick in our minds. Because we don't understand. understand the blessing of God. When God blesses, he puts me in a place where I can have a full relationship with him. A deep relationship with him. That's with God. When he gives me, let me tell you something, money can't buy. But God gives you a relationship with him. Oh, I've got to say that because the Bible says that he's in this blessed place. Oh, his prayer was, oh, God, that you would bless me. Don't give me the child. Not yet. Don't give me the mansion. Not yet. What I need first is for you to bless me. I need to have a real full relationship with you. Because I know after I'm in that place, now everything else can come into my life. I'm going to say something to somebody. Number one, what was number one? You got to be broken. Number two, self is blocking. And number three, you got to be blessed. You got to know that God is literally wanting to bless you. I'm saying something now. And the genesis of blessings come from this place of this having a relationship. To be blessed. You know, a lot of believers don't want to be blessed like that no more. We want that material stuff, but God don't get no phone, no relationship. Don't make me have to get on my knees. And, come on now. Fasting and come on now. Reading words. That kind of full relationship with God. Well, we're going to end up with somebody who's going to have a prayer of Jabez in their life. And they're getting ready to have exponential growth in their life. So it says, Jabez called on the God of Israel. And he said, Jabez was what? Being broken. He called on. And said, that means he beckoned. The God of Israel, he said, oh, that thou would bless me. So the third thing we talked about was blessing. Well, my time is fleeting. I want to talk about the fourth thing. Then he says, and enlarge my coast. I love this about Jabez. Because remember, when he came up, property, all of the land that they were supposed to have. I think Dad squandered away, sold it for a bowl of soup, probably. Some lentils, some hot chili that he likes to get when he's fasting, full of meat. What kind of fast is that? That you can eat a bowl of chili with meat, vegetables, fish, lobster? What kind of fast can you do when you eat like that? That's ridiculous. But I digress. Because it says, enlarge my coast. So he comes from this place where he had nothing. I think they lost all the. That's why he's saying, enlarge. The thing is, enlarge my borders. What he was saying was, I've lost, a family line has lost everything. What I need for you to do now, I need for you to take the limits off my life. Let me tell you what, your borders may not be. Limitation that you put on yourself. What causes these limitations? Well, probably your nasty attitude. What causes you to have these borders in your life? I'm saying something. We've allowed these limitations to be put on our lives. We have exponential growth because our borders are too limited. The destiny is full that God wants in your life. You know, we can't even discuss them quantifiably. We can't define them. Because what God can do through you, he can take a dude, man named Jabez, that was born in pain, was literally his father. From a biblical standpoint, brothers were a mess, but me took his mess and gave him a message. Now, God wants to do it in your life. How does he go? He wants you to have an openness, to have your books in your heart. You have some stuff too. He wants you to eat stuff now to your destiny. Now, I see you perk up when I start talking. I call them destiny. This gets good to me. Amen. I'm about to lose my time. Jabez called on God. The first thing was he was broken. The second thing, he beckoned. He had a prayer life. The third thing, he was blessed. And blessed, we know, means just that deep, full relationship with God. Number four was what? His borders were enlarged. Now let's go to five, because our time is just about up. Amen? Got five. Amen. Yes. And indeed, you would bless me and enlarge my coast, that thine hand might be with me. I love this. What he understood was that his borders would need to be enlarged, but he knew he needed God's hands in everything he was doing. I call this be right. Strength. Muscles. These are God's muscles. Well, Jabez knew that he could not get to this place of exponential growth until he grasp the concept, if you will, of the kind of God in his life. He says, I need to strip the bond of God. I need to strip me because I can't do this what he's telling me to do in my own strength. You got long ranges in the body of Christ now. I love those who understand, though, that they need the hand of God. Place of trust is very risky business, because God will take you to the end of nothingness. Yes. Waiting and believing on him, you're almost like, I can't make it there. Yes. You're taking too much away. Going towards the things of God, it's so interesting how God, literally, how he strengthens your hand.
Yes.
And I did this today, and it was really interesting because most of the process God has taken me through, I was thinking that it was no way. But I look back on everything God has promised me. There's some things now that I'm still believing God and trusting God for. But I look back on my walk, and I see everything God said he was going to do, he did it.
Yeah.
Now, it looked like as I was going through it, he did absolutely nothing. But I made it through every process. They called me to, and he said, this is destiny. I threw it. Literally takes you through every process, but going to the place of God look like it empties everything out of you. I love it now, but I don't love it when I'm going through it. But I'm telling you, his hand will be with you just now. Faith that it takes for his hand, for you to be trusting that his hand be in your situation. What does that mean? I can't move ahead of the things of God.
Yes.
I can't move behind the things of God. I got to be moving with God and allow God to do what it is he wants to do in my life. Amen? As my time gets away, it's a key, man, key for me. I would say his family lineage, they had sin. They had some generational curses in his life.
Yeah.
Amen. He had some stuff in his bloodline that he from? And some of that stuff is genetic, just because of the evil that's in the bloodline. You got to ask God to literally take that mess out of your life. I know Dad was a drunk. I know brothers drunk. Man, that's good. How about I'm out of time, though? It's been a fun, pleasing pleasure me serving you this afternoon. Please check us out at smatlanta.org or call us at 4489-8815. Instagram. I want to hear from you. This program is funded by your tithes and your offerings, so give as God has prospered you. Listen to our announcer. She gives you more information about this broadcast. Remember, until next time, go away and say no more.
To get plugged in with more powerful messages, DVDs, books, or downloads, please see us at spmatlanta.org. If you would like to come visit us at one of our Sunday services, we're located at 2697 Tulsa Road in Decatur, Georgia. And remember, just as Jesus said, go away and send them on.